God, amen. I wish to wish all of you a happy feast of Theophany. May God grant you and your families a holy and blessed feast. And I also wanted to say something to all of you on behalf of Abuna. Many times I don't get a chance to say thank you, Abuna, for all the guidance and blessings you've given me. And we ask God to give you more grace, and we ask God to strengthen you and to bless your priesthood and keep it for us. On this glorious feast, one of the feasts of our Lord, we have to remember a few things. I'll try to make this as quick as possible, although tomorrow we have no church, so we have nothing to do tomorrow morning. It's the first Sunday ever that this has happened, at least to me so far. This is a blessed feast, a great feast, a feast in which we should all be rejoicing and laughing and really enjoying the blessings of our Savior. Because of one thing, our Lord chose to reveal Himself to us fully. He chose to do what? To reveal Himself to us fully. We read in the next psalm the story of the baptism of our Lord. And it says that... Not yet. We're not done yet. No. Somebody's asking if we're done. What was I saying? I forgot. Oh, yes, thank you. The Synaxar reading. The Synaxar reading, you heard the story. We know that the Holy Trinity was revealed to us today. Okay? The Father, we hear what? His what? His voice, right? What did He say? This is My Son in whom I am well pleased. Okay? We see the Son who took flesh in where? What river? The River Jordan. And then we see the Holy Spirit, what? As a dove alighting upon Him. So today, the Holy Trinity has revealed Himself to us. God has revealed Himself. It's just like if you have a friend, and you get closer and closer and closer to that friend, you wish to share with that friend things about yourself. Who you are, what you like to do, what your favorite color is, maybe your favorite food. All of those things. So you see, today, God takes pleasure. He loves to show us who He is. And in the Old Testament, He was hidden a little bit. The Holy Trinity was there in the Old Testament. Many examples. One that comes to mind, in Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 26, it says what? Let us make man in what? Our image. Us? Us? Yani who? Who's us? He's speaking as the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And many other things. We see the Spirit of the Lord was hovering what? On the water. We see also that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Prophet Jeremiah, the Prophet Isaiah. But you see, here today, in this new time, New Testament, the Lord revealed Himself more perfectly to us. So this is something that we should be joyful about. He's saying to us, I love you, and I want you to love me, and I want you to know more about me, who I am. I'm Father, I'm Son, I'm Holy Spirit, one God, perfect Trinity. So this is the first point. The second point I want to just talk about very quickly comes from the teachings of St. Gregory the Theologian. He said that there are five types of baptism. Five. The first one was like the one that Moses and the children of Israel went through the Red Sea. Purification. The second one he talks about is the baptism from St. John the Baptist. The baptism of what? Repentance. The baptism of repentance. The third, he says, is the baptism that we all share in our faith. The baptism through the Holy Spirit. The fourth type of baptism, he speaks specifically about the baptism of blood. Blood. And then the fifth and final one he speaks about is the baptism of repentance. The baptism of tears. Tears in which we, when I offer repentance to the Lord, I then become re-baptized. I become re-cleansed. I have a new nature. I'm washing away the dirt from my nature that has been spotted. So far we have those five baptisms. Another question that many people ask, why did the Lord Christ have to be baptized? He had no sin. He had no corruption. He had no need of anything. Why was He baptized for us? Well, we get our teaching from We get our teaching from our holy fathers. And they tell us that, first of all, the Lord was baptized in the River Jordan so that He can identify with our purification. What does that mean? It means just like the Lord was crucified on the cross for no sin, He identified Himself with the sin. He took it upon Himself. So also, in the baptism, in the Jordan, He takes upon Himself to be purified. Not that He needed to be purified, but to share us in every single way. Second point that the fathers of the church tell us is that He is doing this as an example. Remember what St. Paul said. Imitate me as I imitate who? Christ. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. So everything that the Lord did, we do. To imitate Him. Okay? It also says in the book of Hebrews, it says, look to the author, the author and finisher of our faith. Look to Christ, who is Christ Jesus. You see? So He's the author. An author is one who writes. He makes it up. Right? It comes from Him. And finisher. He finishes it. He dots the I's and crosses the T's. You see? So He was baptized so that we can look to Him as our example. Okay? The third thing, why He was baptized, the church teaches us, is that the Lord, just like we say in the Feast of the Resurrection, He is the first fruit. The first fruit among the dead. So He is the first perfect man who restores all of humanity back to its original nature. So this is why He was baptized for us. And one of the other fathers said that the human race is reshaped. Maya? Is reshaped in the Jordan River. Why? Because the Lord took our humanity. He took flesh. So He became a man, just like you and I, and then in it, He reshaped us to become holy and pure and have a new nature. Okay, so, what did we hear the Father in Heaven say? This is my, Ulumaya, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. هَذَا هُوَ إِبْنِي الْحَبِيبِ الَّذِي بِهِ سُرِرْتُ. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. One last question for us tonight. A question that I think we should all think about very carefully. The Lord God, His voice was heard and it said, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. In the incarnation of our Savior, when the Lord, the second person of the Holy Trinity, took flesh, He did that to save us and to do all the things we know. But another thing that we may overlook is He did that so that we can be called sons and we can be adopted. So we can cry out and say what? Abba, Father. Abba, Father. So, in the baptism, we become His Son. We become, all of humanity become His children. Not illegitimate children, His own, adopted by Him through the work of the Holy Spirit in the baptismal font. So this is why when the Lord today heard the voice of God the Father, we also can hear the voice of God the Father and hope and say that He's looking at me and saying, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." When God looks down and He says this word, is He pointing at you? "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased"? Is He pleased with your life? Is He pleased with the way you think, the way you talk, what you do? Is He pleased with your obedience to Him, to your parents? Is He pleased with the things that you offer Him? This is the question for this evening. This is a great feast, my dearly beloved, because we are adopted by God. We are adopted. We were orphans. And we've become children of the Most High. Could you imagine that? I want each of you to stop looking at your phones and stop texting and to think about this great mystery, this great mystery that we are adopted by God. We are adopted. We're no longer illegitimate. We're no longer orphans. So then what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? It should mean many things. It should mean many things, my beloved. Does God look down upon you and see your good deeds? Does He look down upon you and see a good and proper attitude? Proper attitude. What is the attitude we should have? If you were listening to the Catholic epistle, it said today, we know we are of God. We know we belong to who? To God. We know we belong to who? To God. But the whole world lies under the sway. I love that word. Sway of the wicked. The sway. It's like a spell. Satan says, go like this. You go like this. The tide goes up, the world does this, we go up and we go down with the world. But it said the proper attitude in today's Catholic epistle, we know we are of God. We know we are His children. We know we are adopted. We know we belong to Him. So don't worry about the sway of the world. However old you are, however young you are, don't worry about the sway of the world. The world will sway back and forth, up and down, until its end. But we know we are what? Of God. We stand firm in our adoption as sons and daughters of the Most High. Does He, when He sees, when He looks down, does He see your prayers? Is He pleased with the sacrifice of your mouth? Is He pleased with the sacrifice of your hands? It says what? Let the lifting up of my hands be as? Huh? The evening sacrifice. Do we lift our hands to pray? Or do we lift up our hands in concerts? Do we lift up our hands to clap at shows in Atlantic City? Do we lift up our hands to praise God and pray to Him? Is He looking down now and saying, I am well pleased with you tonight? How can I please God? How? The first thing, remember the fifth type of baptism. What was the fifth type of baptism that St. Gregory said? The repentance of the tears. That's the key. Just like the prodigal son went back to his father and became a son again. Right? By what? His repentance, His tears. He went back. He went back to God. So also we, myself and you, if we want to hear the words of the Lord, This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Let us go back. Huh? Let us go back with tears of repentance. Let us change our way. Let us find the good that God wants us to do. Let's stop being adamant about what we want and let us do what He wants. Let us try and see the blessing. And on this fast, I'm sorry, on this feast day, try to be happy. I know we talk a lot about serious things here, because God is serious, but He's also very light. He said His yoke is what? Light. His burden is light. His yoke is sweet. Very sweet. Our God is sweet. Sweet. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Right? Taste and see that the Lord is good. So, how about let's all this feast. Today is a feast day, a big feast. Tomorrow, spend the feast in reconciliation with others. Do something good. If you're a husband, do the dishes. For once. If you're a wife, don't nag him to take the garbage out. Okay? But you're supposed to laugh. Children, your dad or your mom tell you to clean your room, why don't you, don't wait. Just clean it. Do something. Reconcile. Get good grades. You may give your parents, God forbid, a stroke if they see straight A's, you know? Give them something good. Reconcile. To have something against somebody, give it up. Throw it away right now. No more. No more. Hard heart. No more pain. No more of this stuff. Let's do something to be reconciled. To really celebrate the feast. Okay? Some of you may say, well, if I do the dishes, then she's going to want me to do it all the time. What's wrong with that? Imagine if you could spend your life trying to make the person in front of you happy. If you try to spend your whole life making your parents happy, for example, your wife, your children, your husband, what are you going to lose out on? What are you going to lose out on? Actually, the opposite's going to happen. You're going to realize after a while, he's been doing the dishes, he's been taking out the garbage, he's been vacuuming. I've never seen him vacuum before. she's been quiet. Wow. That's incredible. My kids are respectful. They're not fighting me when I say you got to be home by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. What's going on? Are we on Mars or something? Let's take the feast today and let's make God happy. He's happy to tell us about Himself. So every one of you tonight, before you eat your ol'es, okay? Or your kolkos. I don't even know what that means in English. Well, I know it's ol'es, but anyway. Ful nebet, that's good too. Before you eat your ol'es tonight, huh? Think about these words. And ask yourself, all of you while you're sitting on the table, is God pleased with me? And make an agreement between you, all of you. Forget about the past. He yells a lot, forget. She screams a lot, forget. They disobey, forget. Forget. Start over. Start new. Start fresh. Let's look at God who said to us today, this is my beloved Son, huh? In whom I am well pleased. And God grants us this great feast, this great joy to be reconciled to one another, to be reconciled to our families, and especially reconciled to Him, to God. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
مساء وانتم طيبين ان شاء الله بكره مدارس الاحد من الساعه 11 للساعه 1 وفي مدارس كتير يوم الاثنين اجازه